Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Beis. We left off at the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We had gone through one mahalach of the Machlokes, Rav Chisda and Rava. If the Gemara really start right at the top of the Amud, if someone did a shechita of a Korban Pesach with intent that it should be eaten by people that are circumcised, by people that had a mila, which is proper, but he had a mind in that shechita as well that the kapara, the zrika, will be for those that are arelim. So he's doing again the shechita with intent that the people who are going to partake in the carbon are people that had mila, which is proper, is kosher. But he had in mind a manas that the shiskaper by arelim bezrika, that the zrika will be for arelim, which that theoretically that arelim are not included in the carbon pesach. And the question is a machshava about arelim bezrika during shechita, is that going to pass or not? Rav Chisda says, yes, it passes. Rav says, it doesn't pass. So we had the whole Amud really went into a brisa where he explains that based on how to darshan the word zeis and the word kula, the chalarel. In the brisa, we came up with the machlekes Rabba versus Rav Chisda. That was yesterday, the second part, that was the whole Amud based yesterday. So Rav Ashi takes issue with that exact interpretation of the machlekes, and therefore he brings another Mahalach, another explanation in the Machlekes Rabba and Rav Chisda, whether this Machshava passes. Let's pick it up from the right towards the bottom of the page. Maskefla of Ashi, it's about five lines up from the bottom of the page. Maskefla of Ashi, Mimai Dahai, V'chol Oral, Kula Mashma. Where do you see in this that the Lashon of the Pasuk of V'chol Oral was Mashma, that a Machshava completely for people who are Elim? Dilma hai v'chol arel mashma kol du arela. Maybe v'chol arel mashma as long as there's any arelis there, as long as there's any machshava, meaning as long as the shechita was done with an intent of having even a partial group, even only part of the people that you shechting on their behalf who are arelim. Who told you to interpret v'chol arel to mean that when there's an intent for only people that are arelim? And if that's the case, when there's a zeis, adikakula arla lepasta, zeis would then tell me that no, unless you zeis is a miyat, unless you have complete machshava about only arelim, that's when it puzzles. Leishav shchita, leishav zrika, and it'll be puzzling. That's no difference whether it's shchita or whether it's zrika. So the way we're explaining the machlekes Rabbi Basif was based on how we start the starting point of what v'chol arel means. Rav Ashi says your whole starting point of v'chol arel is lav dafka. Maybe v'chol arel doesn't mean when you have in mind only a group of arelim. Maybe it means you have in mind a group where there's some arelim there. Even if some arelim is also problematic, says the Gemara. Elam Rav Ashi, therefore Rav Ashi doesn't like that interpretation of the machlekes of Rabbi Chisda based on the darshing of the psukim of v'chol arel and v'zeis. Therefore, he comes up with a completely new interpretation. What's the machlekes Rabbi Chisda, whether or not a machshava about doing zrika on behalf of arelim is going to passel? If you remember yesterday, we had, according to Rabba, we were saying that it does not passel because machshava zrika is not really such a chashav machshava, and zrika is more considered weaker, so to speak, than shechita when it comes to machshavas. Whereas Rav Chisda took an opposite approach. That was part of the conversation we had in yesterday's interpretation in the brisa. Rav Ashi is going to use the brisa to interpret machlekes Rav Chisda with that explanation. Whereas Rav Ashi is going to offer now a new pshat machlekes, really based totally on a different pasuk and different drasha. Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Chisda v'Rabba tapa v'sabach v'ez ben aleph haikurka mefri. The machlekes whether or not the machshava that there should be a kapara for the by the way, lashon kapara, we keep using lashon kapara by a carbon pesach, it's not a kapara. It's the carbon, you're being yates of the carbon. You've been yetsi chi of carbon. That's also called a form of kapara. Kapara, of course, is typically by chatas, by nashim, it's kapara. But kapara doesn't necessarily mean a kapara, an atonement. Kapara just means when a carbon is kosher for my purpose, it's called I'm the baal kapara. I'm the baal carbon. I'm the neschaper from the carbon. And also, the Gemara interchanges that lashon. It's the one who the carbon is working on behalf of. The carbon is chal for that person. So here he's having in mind that the Korban Pesach should be for the Arelim, not that they're the Mechuper, not Kapara, but they're going to be, theoretically, they're the people who the Korban is working on their behalf. So we're saying, Rabbi says it's going to be kosher, so if it says it's not kosher, what's the Mechlekes? When you have in mind the Arelim, Pahikor Kamifikli, Venirtzle, the Chaper Olav, the Pesach says Venirtzle, the Chaper Olav, it should be Ritzoy, the Korban should be Ratzoy, it should be accepted. For a kapara for him, we darshan alav lechaveri. We darshan this when the pasuk specifies alav lechaveri, which means that we do zrika for a carbon. It's got to be for the bialim of the carbon and not for someone else. Shina bialim is a problem. That is the source of shina bialim being an issue. Alav. Rabba says a chaveri demidays. Rabba says whenever we talk about there being an issue of shina bialim having in mind the wrong bialim, is dafkun his friend is daimit to him. How so? Ma'u b'debar kapara, af chaver debar kapara. Daf when his friend is in the parsha even of getting such a kapara. So we touched on this yesterday. We discussed that a carbon seber does not have shina b'alim. We explained from Rashi Tosfos, because everyone in Klal Yisrael is part of the carbon seber. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is part of the carbon seber. Therefore, there's no shina b'alim. You can't veer from having in mind the non-b'alim at carbon seber, because whatever you have in mind is b'alim, because all of Klal Yisrael is the b'alim. So we asked, what do you mean? Maybe you had in mind gayim. You had in mind the carbon should be for a guy. You took a carbon seber, had in mind that's for a guy, and that should be a shina b'alim. So we answered from the training ready. We answered that they said that there's no din shina b'alim when it's not someone unless the person is in the parsha, has to be someone that's fit to be put in this kapara, happens not to be his carbon, and you have in mind that's for him, that's shina b'alim. But when it's someone that's not b'chlal fit to be in this parsha, that's not called the shina b'alim. A guy is not b'chlal fit to be to have a carbon. We discussed what about carbon Ayla, carbon that the Kohen could bring. Let's leave that for now. But the point is, typically, a regular carbon, a guy is b'chal not fit to be the Bala carbon, and therefore it wouldn't be called the Shina Balaam. Here, too, similar idea. Rab is saying that an Aril, who's not fit to be I'll use the word Bar Kapara, he's not fit to be the Bar Kapara, the one who gets, who has the chalais of the carbon of a Karm Pesach on his behalf, because the Aril is not kosher for Karm Pesach. So since he's not fit to have the Karm Pesach on his behalf, a machshava that he's doing for the Aril won't passel. It won't passel, won't be called that wouldn't be considered a Shina Bailam, because he's not fit. We're at Mahu Dvar Kapara, Afkhir Dvar Kapara. It's got to be someone who's fit, and this guy's not fit. La Fuke Harod, La Bar Kaparu. It's the exclusion of Arul, it's not a Bar Kapara. He's not fit for Karm Pesach, and therefore, a machshava about the Arul will not passel. Rav Chizda Savar, no, Hayal Nami. Keep in the Bar Chiyuv. This Arul is a Bar Chiyuv. This Arul is fit. Why? Bar Kaparu. Hayal Di Bay Mesakin Afshay, biggest side. La Maisi could do a Mila. An Arul didn't have a Mila. He's not fit right now, but if he does a Mila, he'd be fit. Since he could be fit, he has a Hayil, the Svar of Hayil. Since he's able to become fit by having a Bris Mila, therefore he's considered enough in the Parsha to be considered a Shinu Bailam, and therefore a Machshava about the Aral will indeed pass the Court of Chizda. So Rav Ashi is making it a whole new Machlaikis. It's a Machlaikis on the general din of having a Machshava for the wrong Bailam when it passes. Everyone agrees that machshava for the wrong b'alim passels only when the person you're thinking about, you're having the wrong machshava about, is in the parsha. Machlekes Rabba and Rav Chizda is what's called being in the parsha. Rabba says this guy's an aral; he's not in the parsha b'chlal. Rav Chizda says this guy has the hayil that he could do he could theoretically do a mila. Therefore, he's in the parsha. So first, before we go any further, we also discussed in our Mishnah cases of someone who's not fit. Why? Not because he's an aral, because he's a zaken. Because he's a chayla, he can't eat a kazayis. Someone who can't eat a kazayis at the bus in Karm Pesach is not fit. You can't shech the Karm Pesach on that person only, at least, because you shech it for someone that can't eat. It won't be kosh Karm Pesach, that's behind the Mishnah. So what about if you shech it for a zakan or chayla who's not part of the group? You had a shina, another case of shina b'alim. You had in mind a zakan or chayla who are not part of the group. Do we say that since they're not able to eat, so therefore, it's not considered a shina b'alim b'chlal? It's not a problem shina b'alim b'chlal? Kind of like we're saying according to Rabba, legabi the aril. Or do you say that no? That for some reason, Chayla Zaken would be better or different than Aril. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said that L'chayim Tzakolshkein. Aril, we have a Machlekes of Chizda and Rabba, since you could potentially do a Mila, Rav Chizda says, he's considered a Shina Bailam. Rabba saying no, he doesn't have a Mila, Rabba seems not to apply the concept of Hayil. Ironically enough, those words sound funny when we ask in a minute, because Rabba is the Sheet of Hayil. By Kuk Nayamtiv, we'll get there in a second. The Gemara's going to circle back to it. But Rabba over here by Mila is saying, you don't say Hayil. And therefore, since you don't say Hayil, he's not considered a Shina Balaam. He's not in the Parsha. So Chayla Zaken, Reb Chaim would say it's Kol Shekin. Chayla Zaken, you don't even have that eight so that maybe you could do a Mila. You can't do a Mila. Chayla Zaken is a physical issue. They're sick. They can't eat a kazayas. They can't fix themselves. Aril could fix himself by doing Mila. The Chayla Zaken can't even fix themselves. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, certainly over there, it wouldn't be considered like a Machshav Shina Balaam according to Reb Chizda. Certainly according to Rabba, because you cannot, the Chayla Zaken cannot eat the Kazayas, period. And there's no way for them to fix themselves. That's Reb Chaim, and the Tzlach initially held like this Svara, came before Reb Chaim, but he held like this Svara Reb Chaim initially, that the Chayla Zaken are for sure not going to be considered a case of Shina Bailam, if you think about them, because they're not Shaykh to the Karm B'chlal, but then Tzlach is Chayzer, and he sides with the Svara brought by the Stipler. And that is, that there's a fundamental difference between the issue by the Chayla and Zaken as opposed to Aral. The Aral has a din. The Aral is a din that he's he's mufka from Karban Pesach. The Torah says Arul is not included in Karban Pesach. Arul cannot be in Karban Pesach. Like a tummy. It's a din that they're excluded from Karban Pesach. Over there, that's a bigger issue. That's a bigger exclusion. That's what Rabbi says, no Shina Bailam. Rabbi says, no, since Hayel, you could fix it, this is Shina Bailam. But we understand why Rabbi over there says it's not called Shina Bailam because he's completely excluded based on a din. A Zak and a Chayla, there's no din that excludes them. Right now, they just physically can't eat a Kazayas. If they were able to muster up the Kayach, if somehow if they were put on a medication, if there's a steroid, if there's a way to get them a little stronger, and they're able to eat a Kazayas, they would be part of the Parsha. Says the Stayup, you know what this is similar to? This is similar to a person who's Mechuyiv in Karban Pesach, who just can't find a Karban Pesach. Let's say there's no animal around. He's not out of the Parsha. He's in the Parsha. He just has a technical difficulty that he can't be Karban Pesach because he's missing an animal. This person who cannot eat a Kazayas is in the Parsha of Karban Pesach. He just has a technical difficulty. Since he can't eat Kazayas, he can't be part of the Karban Pesach until he can muster up the strength to eat a Kazayas. And therefore, says the Stipler, and Flach ultimately agrees to the Stipler's Chayzer from his agreement to Reb Chaim, and says, Adarabba, Aril, there's a question whether he's considered enough Shaykh to the Parsha to have a Machshav Shina Bailam about an Oral. When it comes to Zagan Achayla, for sure a Machshav about Zagan Achayla would be considered a Shina Bailam. He's enough in the Parsha. It's a technical issue, but he's enough in the Parsha that it would be considered an issue. It would be considered a Shina Bailam. Now, on this discussion, whether or not this Oral is in the Parsha, Bechal out of the Parsha, so really more so, our Gemara is saying Hayil, since if he wants, he can mal himself, he can put himself back in the Parsha. Rav Chizkiya holds he's in the Parsha. Rabbi says, no, he's not in the Parsha. So really this can get involved with the Machlekes we spoke out yesterday, 2 days ago. What type of Arul are we talking about? We spoke with Machlekes both of the past 2 Shiurim. Rashi learned Arul we're talking about is an Arul whose brothers died Machlas Mila. Taisus learns we're talking about an Arul who's that Arul, Taisus says, such an Arul, is he able to eat the Karban Pesach. If his brothers died Machlas Mila, he's not an Arul. He's not supposed to do Mila. He's not an Arul. He could eat the Karban Pesach. We must be talking about an Arul who is scared to do the Bris Mila, but not someone whose brothers died Machmas Mila. If his brother's mamash died, he'd be mutter, he wouldn't even be called an Arl. So the Mechus Chinuch has a Shaila. What if a person whose brothers died Machmas Mila, he goes and he does circumcise himself? He goes in his Mila, he takes the risk. He goes and takes the risk. Is he now considered no longer an Arl because he did the Mila, that would be the Pashtos, or no? What would be the Sadnat? There's a Machlekes, Taisvith, and Rambam, whether or not when a person has a mitzvah, but there's a Puruch Nefesh involved. And we say, Yavar Val Yarag, be over the mitzvah and don't risk one's life. You're not supposed to risk one's life for certain mitzvahs. We know for the big three, one's not a one's mechuyev to risk their lives. Supposed mechuyev to give their lives. For other mitzvahs, we say, v'chay behem. We say, be over the iser, v'al tarag. What if one wants to choose to be mekayem the mitzvah? He want to be machmir themselves at the risk of their own life. Is he allowed to? Is that okay? Taisvis and Avodah Zarah says, yes, a person is allowed to risk his life to mekayem mitzvah, even though he's not mechuyev to, he's still allowed to. He's not being an iser. Rambam says, no, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to be risk his life. He's not allowed to be over. He's mechuyev to be over the iser and not put his life in danger. So Mechus Chinuch in his debate wants to say that according to Taisvis, a person who has brothers died machas mila, if he then went and did a mila himself, even though he wasn't supposed to, because he wasn't supposed to risk his life. Lamaisa, if you do the Mila, it works, because Taisa tells you, let it risk your life and take a chance to try to do the mitzvah, and therefore the Mila would work, and he wouldn't be an Uril in such a case. According to Rambam, the person, he's not allowed to be over the mitzvah, l'chayra, he would not lose the status of a Reilis, because he wasn't able, even if he did a Mila, because he wasn't able, he wasn't allowed to, he has no mitzvah of Mila b'chlal in the first place, he's mechuyev to protect his nefesh. Ask the Mechus Chinuch, what about Agamara? Our Gemara, it clearly seems to be saying, Hayil, according to Rav Chisda, Rabba argues on the Hayil, but Rav Chisda is saying, Hayil, that the person could give himself a Mila, therefore, he's considered in the Parsha. What do you mean he can't give himself a Mila? If we go like Rashi's Pshat, that the brothers died Machmas Mila, he can't give himself a Mila. His brothers died Machmas Mila, he's not in the Parsha Bechlal. What does it mean, Hayil? So you'd have to say, according to Rambam, that Rambam learns like Taisvis, and Taisvis Malach, Rambam would have to learn about Taisvis, and we're not talking about where the brothers died Machmas Mila, we're talking about a guy who's scared to a Mila, not where a guy died Machmas Mila. Ironically enough, Taisvis Lishtase holds that you could be over. If you could risk one's own life in order to do a mitzvah, so you could do the Mila, even if he's not Mechuyev. Taisvis, with that type of Avodah would be able to, like Rashi over here, that we're talking about a case where the brothers died Machas Mila. Okay, side point, but interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Gemara, Omiyas Leh Rav Chizda Hayel. So we're saying Rav Chizda holds a Hayel, and Rabbi doesn't hold a Hayel, which is exactly opposite the Machalikus we had earlier in this Pesachta. Omiyas Leh Rav Chizda Hayel, V'etmar, we learned, Haifa Me'abdav Tilchayel, one who bakes on Yom Tov for Chol. The woman baked a lot on Yom Tov, and she was doing it for prep for Chol purposes. What's halacha? Rav Chizda Amar Leika, because doesn't get Malkus. Rabbi Amar Leika, Rabbi says you don't get Malkus. Rabbi Amar Leika, why? I mean, Rabbi says, because since guests will come, and if guests may come, if guests come, you'll need the food. It's not considered like you did it for weekday, since it's, and again, even though that's not necessarily the case, even if your intent may have been to cook extra for weekday, she's home, she's yumptive, she's bored, so she'll let me cook now meals for the rest of the week. That may have been her intent. That may have been the intent, but she's not going to be chayv going to Rabbi because you have the power of hoyel. Since guests may come, that makes it mutter. Where Hashem Chazal, therefore it's considered chazinah, it's mutter. For Leilaki, there's no malchus. Rav Chizda Amar Leika Leimin. Rav Chizda says you get malchus because there's no, you don't say hoyel. You don't say hoyel, and therefore there's malchus there. So we have literally an about face. Rav Chizda does not say hoyel like I be cooking on baking or cooking on tiv, and Rabbi does say hoyel. In our sugya, Rav Chizda saying hoyel that the person can be mal themselves. Therefore, they're in the parsha of Pesach, and Ashin and Balaam would apply to this Earl. And Rabbi is saying, you don't say Hail. So they both seem to be flipping their shitas. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Rad Rabbi Ad Rabbi Lekasha. Rabbi is not a steer from Rabbi to Rabbi. Why? Hacham Mechusar Maisa. Hasam Le Mechusar Maisa. Because over here at Pesach, it's missing a Maisa. The person has to go to a Maisa Mila in order to, it's not just a Hail. Hail that guests may show up is easy Hail. It just happens by itself. Over there by Pesach, Hail that the guy could do a Mila. Yeah, you could, according to Rashi at least, we're talking about where his brother's died Machmas Mila, and he's risking his life. According to Tosfos, he's talking about a person that's petrified to do Mila in the first place. Hail, all of a sudden he's going to wake up to Mila. That's a major action. Such a Hail you don't say. Hail, if it's a you don't say, that's what Rabbi will say. That's what Rabbi will explain. But Hail, by Yom Tov, a guest may come. That's from the Alma. That's just automatic. That may happen. And that's sufficient. Such a Hail, Rabbi would hold of. Elu, Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda Kasha, Rav Chizda is fair the opposite way. Rav Chizda is not saying Hail by guest, and yes, saying Hail over here by Mila. What's the pshat, says the Gemara. Amri, Kila Sev Chizda Hail. When does Chizda not say Hail? Lekula. Lekula is Hail. On Yom Tov to say Hail, Lekula, to allow the person to bake from Yom Tov to Hail and use the power of Hail, then he doesn't apply Hail. Lechumro, he ever has to apply Hail to say that there's a psul of having in mind Lashem, Arelim, Lagabi Chumra, he would apply Hail, says more Lechumra Islay, Lechumra Yotz of Hail, which sounds at face value that we're talking almost like in a rabbinic fashion. When you say someone says something not Lekula, but Lechumra says it, the idea of saying something Daf Lechumra is rabbinic in nature, is not so much derisive. That's taka how some learn Tosfos and others taka want to learn that the Hail that over here was saying it's Lechumra, you'd say Hail. But the Maestro Rabban doesn't like it. Rabban understands our Gemara's Pasha is talking in the Rises, not just in the Rabbans. And furthermore, Rabban says, we know the Gemara Sanhedrin on the Yud tells us that Vitzilo Eida, the halach is that if you have a choice to kill someone, the Bezdin, they should look for ways not to carry out, meet out the chametika punishment of Misa. They should look for ways to Vitzilo Eida, to save the guy from capital punishment. And the Gemara there tells us that Malchus is really a form of, is similar to Misa. Malchus is dinim like Misa. L'chari, just like a Vitzil Eidah by Misa, there's an assumption that Vitzil Eidah should apply to Malchus as well. So why did Chizda say, go L'chumra and give the guy Malchus? Right, go L'chumra and give the guy Malchus. L'chari, if anything, you should say opposite. You should not go L'chumra. Therefore, Ramban has an interesting text. He wants to say, they're not going L'chumra in general. Whenever we have a choice of Hayal L'chumra, we go L'chumra to punish. It means by kachim. The Gemara didn't spell out for us this way, but it means we're comparing Kachim versus Yom Tov. Over there, by Yom Tov, Rav Chizda did not want to go Lekula to say Hayel, Lekula to save from an Isser Malacha. But over here, by Kachim, where we find we say Hayel Lechumra, by Kachim, else we find other Dinam Kachim where we say Hayel Lechumra, we're going to apply Hayel Lechumra over here as well. It's specifically to Kachim. It's not that, of course, the board, you always say Hayel Lechumra. By Kachim, we're going to say Hayel Lechumra. That is how Ramban learns our Gemara. Now, before we go further in this, the next part really is going to go back and elaborate on the brace that we quoted, the whole part, the second reference to when we started today, the whole second part of yesterday's daf. We quoted a brace going back and forth in this conversation, whether Arelim, a machshav ben Arelim, is enough to passel by Zrika or not. Before we get to that brisa, a couple of points on this hayel. Some of it's a chazara, some of it's not. One point is, this is a chazara we had when we discussed 20 bad ago, the ideas of hayel. So we discussed that Rav Chizda holds, again, you don't say hayel, if a woman cooks on Yom Tov, she's chayav malchus. Rabbi says, no, hayel the guest may come. Therefore, it's not considered an activity done for weekday, and therefore there's no malchus. What happens if guests do come? She cooked extra on Yom Tov, and guests end up showing up. The guests end up showing up. Is she going to be chayef? The Maisa guest came. Rabbi Svar came to fruition. Maybe Rav Chizda is going to be made over there. No Malkus. Or do we say no? The Maisa, when she made the food, there was no guest there. She made it for the rest of her week. Great that guests came and now ate the food. But the bottom line is, she made it. She made it when she made it, there was no heter, and therefore she's still getting a malchus according to Chizah. That is the shaila. So Rabbi Chanan quotes Meiri, who says that there will not be malchus. Even if Chizah would agree over there, no malchus, because it's like Gila Milsa. Now that the guest came, it shows that the whole time guests were destined to come, and if guests were destined to come, the cooking that was done is not considered to be Eivan Isser. That is the Meiri. But Rabbi Chanan writes that Lule, for the words of the Meiri, he would argue, he would have not explained that way, he would have argued instead of Kortav Chizda, there's malchus there as well. Why? Because since at the moment where the cooking was done, there was no knowledge that guests were coming, and the fact that guests may come according to Chizda is nothing, it's not enough of a svara. So at the moment that the malchus was done, this was done, it was done by Isser. It happens to be later, it came out that circumstances were such that the food was needed. But that's not considered that the Isser wasn't done, Bishas the Isser was being performed, and he brings a similar riotous, a case of Tamid, if you shecht the Tamid on Shabbos, we spoke about this Raya. If you shecht a Tamid on Shabbos, of course, it's Deicha Shabbos. Shechting the Tamid, the daily Tamid, is Deicha Shabbos. What if you shecht the one animal for Tamid, and then you shecht the second animal for a Tamid? That was definitely not necessary. That second animal is Issa Malacha, an unnecessary Issa Malacha. What if then the first Tamid gets lost, or puzzle, or damaged? Now it comes out that you need the second Tamid. So do you say no longer was the guy who shechted the second Tamid for no reason, initially it was for no reason, no longer is he Eivan Isser Shabbos, he's now saved from Isser Shabbos? Avadanat. We say the person who shechted the second Tamid at the moment he shechted it wasn't necessary, he's Eivan Isser of Shabbos. The fact he ultimately ended up needing it happens to be very nice. It comes out that in the big picture it wasn't extra, but Lamaisa, Bishas, the moment, Bishas Mais, when he did it, he was Eivan and Isser, says Rabbi Chanan, so here would be the same thing. Now Rabbi Chanan explains that the lumdus is because the Machlekes Rabbi of Chizda is about, do we focus on the Machshav or do we focus on the Maisa? Rabbi says, I focus on the Maisa. This Maisa is a Maisa that's being done that can serve guests, so therefore it's okay whether get Rabbi holds even if guests don't come. Since it's theoretically good for guests, it's okay. Certainly if guests come, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Chizda says, I don't care about the Maisa, I care about the Machshava. I mean, obviously you need the Maisa Malacha, but the Machshava was to cook for the rest of the week. She wanted to cook for the days after Yom Tov. That was clearly her intent. Punkt, guests came, and now it was Nina Yantiv, but that wasn't the intent. We're focused on the Machshava, not so much the Maisa. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains the Machlekes, Rabbi of Chizda, focused on the Maisa, the Machshava, the Machlekes of Hayil, over there by baking on, cooking on Yantiv. Says Rav Yosef Engel, along with the lines of the same interpretation of Machlekes, whether it's a Maisa Machshava, we find two other Machlekes, and there's probably more, in Shas, where this Mamish, this key factor is whether you go based on the Maisa or the Machshava. One case, we'll just quickly keep speaking, the case says, and then go further. One case is, The case of when one is weeding out, he's menachish, he's weeding out like some stuff from the ground. Now the purpose of weeding out stuff from the ground is that the remaining stuff grows better. But the act of weeding out is really an act, you pull something out of the ground and the ground gets soft. What it also causes that the surrounding stuff that you're leaving in the ground have more better ground to nourish from, and they're competing with, they're no longer competing with this junk that was pulled out. But what malach is a person over when he's benachish? So the mermaid who studied him, he's over in zerea, planting, because he's helping the other stuff grow, or he's over in chayrish, because he softens the ground when he pulls it out of the ground, he softens the ground. Is it plowing or is it planting? What does it start them? Says Rav Yosef Engel, beautiful. The maisa he's doing is clearly a maisa of softening the ground. That's chayrish, that's chamisha. The bigger picture, if you see the machshava, the bigger picture is clearly that he's causing other stuff to grow better. That's zereya, that's planting. So that would be a totally, the machlekes is over there, whether it's planting, the isser is the isser of zereya, the isser of, or the isser of plowing, is totally whether you go based on the machshava, which is for the planting, or whether you go based on the maisa, which the direct maisa you see, is plowing. Similarly, in Menachas Daf Samach Dalad, it's really Gemara that we touched on the idea in Shabbos as well. If a person sets out a trap in the water, sets out a fish net in the water to catch fish on Shabbos, he's married to an Isser, and he scoops up the net and he catches fish, and in it he catches a baby. Unbelievable. He's a hero. He saved the baby. There's a baby that happened to fall into the water, and he saved the baby. Is he Iver or not? So Rabbi says he's Pater. Why? He did a Maisa Pekukun Nefesh. He saved the baby. That wasn't his intent, we know. But so what? He's lucky. He got lucky. He saved the baby. He saved a life. And therefore he's Pater, because the Maisa ultimately ends up being a Maisa of Heter. Whereas Rava says, Chayev. Why? Because we looked at Machshava. His Machshava was to trap some fish. He was successful with his net, and he trapped fish. Yeah, granted, he also happened to save a baby. Wonderful thing. But the Maisa, he had a Machshava to trap fish. He trapped fish. We don't say it's a Maisa of Kuch Nefesh. We see a Machshava of doing an act of trapping. He did trapping, and he's going to be Chayef for the trapping. Again, Rav is going based on the Machshava, whereas Rav is going based on the Maisa. Okay. Zat Gemar Vaiter. Amalei Mazuch Breder of Marit Ravina. Mazuch son of Marit says to Ravina, Ketani Hayil V'Arla Paisalas for Tumah Paisalas. If you remember, in yesterday's daf, we made comparisons between Arla and Tumah. We weren't sure if we should compare Erla. If we weren't sure if we should compare Erla to Tuma, or Erla to or we want to a machshav about people that are relim, that are circumcised. We compare it to machshav about people that tame, or should compare it to the case of machshavas of pigel. If you remember, we're making different comparisons in the brisas yesterday. So he wants to focus on this brisa. We said as follows. Just like Tuma, a machshava about a partial group of people at Tamei. We don't treat as if he had a machshava to being the Karban Pesach only for people at Tamei. Remember, it's only for Tamei, the Karban Pesach is going to be puzzle. When it's machshava for partial Tamei, it won't be puzzle. So after Erla, Leasa mixes Erla, call Erla. So to machshava about Erla, about Arelas, we won't make a mixes Arelas like a full Arelas. In fact, what Tamei are you talking about that you're being a proof from Tuma to Arelas? Even if it's not Gavri, if it's talking about machshava about the people being tamei, so umayla also b'mixes tuma kachal tuma, and when it says you didn't make a partial tuma like a full tuma, what does it mean? Dik abra v'chamisha gavrin tamein, v'abra chamisha gavrin tamein. If you're a group of 10 people, 4 or 5 of them are tar, 4 or 5 of them are tamei, and you shechted with intent for that whole group, we're saying lepasli l'tamei l'tayrim, the carbon won't be compassal based on the tameim. It won't passel for the tayrim. For the tayrim, it's still good carbon. That's taka din. That's taka true. But and therefore we're saying gaber elanami. Says the Gemara Gavar Elanami, Hale Pasto. So you bring the proof from there to Arla that if you have a mind about some people that are Reilim and some people that are not Reilim, it's going to be Kusher. But we know that already. Titan, Lamulim, La Reilim, Kusher, Maisha Tumid Pshitle, Maisha Arla, Timzafkale. We had an omission if you have Machshava about Tmeyim and Tirim, Machshava about Gabalot and those that didn't have a Mila. That's all going to be, those cases are Kusher. When you have a mixture, it's Kusher. So why do you bring me a proof from Tumay to Arla in this Brisa? Arla and Tamei L'chayr, the din is the same. Why am I more knowledgeable about a case of Machshava about a partial group of Tmeim over a case of partial group of Arelim? Why is one more clear than the other? Says the Gemara, that can't be the Taishin Tuma. Ella Tuma's Basar. When we talk about partial Tuma in the Braisa, which, and by the way, that's the way the Gemara just assumed it meant is how we explained yesterday. We did learn it that way yesterday, but the Gemara now is saying it's a problem because why is Arla less Pasha than Tamei? So we're going to have a new Taishin Tuma now. Ella B'Tuma Tumas Basa. Tuma means that part of the animal, part of the Karban Pesach, was Tame. When my last Tuma says Tuma, what does it mean? You didn't make a partial Tuma like full Tuma. It means as follows. Even if one of the Varma of the Karban Pesach became Tame, hide it to be the part that became Tame gets burnt, the rest of the Karban Pesach is able to be eaten. And we're saying, just like by Tuma, part gets burnt, you get rid of it, the rest is kosher. So to by Arla, by Arelas, a machshava about a partial group of Arelim, as long as some of them are not Arelim, is going to be okay. Fine, but my kim to ask him, are you talking about Tumas Basar? My kim to Tumas Basar, aim a seifa, go to the seifa of the same brisa. Dun davish enai nai b'chol zvachim, medavish enai b'chol zvachim, vayichich zman shenai b'chol zvachim. In the brisa, we discuss that pigles nai by al kabanis, whereas Tumas is not a concern by al kabanis. Why? Because a person's tummy, when you're talking about Tumas Gavra, the way we explained it, someone whose tummy could send the carbon, even though he's tummy, he can send the carbon. Karban Pesach he can't send, but other carbonus he can send when he's tummy. If we're talking about now about the Tumma of the carbon itself, that does apply to all carbonus. Says the Gemara, Vayichir Zman, Shereg B'chol Zvachim, what are we talking about? Inim Tumas Basar. If you're talking about Tumas Basar again in the Seifa, Amay Neg B'chol Zvachim, Tumas Basar, Tumma, the meat itself is not Neg B'chol Zvachim, of course it is. El Pshid with Tumas Gavra. El Amay the Seifa, when it talks about Tumma, is talking about Tumma of the Gavra, of the person. What does it mean? It's not like b'chol zvachim. We spoke this out because a person who's arel or a person who's tamei could send other kabbalas. If I'm chayv achatas and I'm tamei, I send it with a shliach and it works. It's fine, and I can be tamei and have karban achatas. I just can't be tamei and have a karban pesach, but karban achatas I can have. So it's not naig b'chol zvachim because ilu chol zvachim arel v'tamei mishachem b'nesayim. If ilu pesach arel v'tamei im mishachem b'schayim. By pesach arel v'tamei cannot send the pesach. Okay, so what comes out is the ratio is b'tumas baser save b'tumas Gavri, are you going to set up a price in a situation where the first part of the price is talking about Tumma of the Busser, and the second part of the price is talking about Tumma of the Gavra, of the person? I'm laying answer number one is in yes. Shame Tumma Kaparach. Still, that's not fair. The Bryce was asking from the concept of Tumma, and we can bring a Raya from the Tumma of the Basar, and a Raya from the Tumma of the Gavra. It's all one shame of Tumma. It doesn't bother us that we vacillate between Tumma's Gavra and Tumma of the Basar. That's answer number one. Ibai, same answer number two. Safe and not me Tumma's Basar. The safest talking about Tumma's Basar. When we say Tumma's Basar is not Naig B'chol Zvachim, I have obviously all Karbanas, Tumma of the meat itself is Naig. ubaser kayim. By regular kabanas, if the chela became tame and the bus is still around, or beishidim bebas v'chev kayim, or the bus became tame but the chela is still around, halacha zerikas dam. As long as there's some part of the animal still around, either the chela or the buser, the reason is as long as there's enough for achilas adam or for achilas mizbeach, the dam is being matter something. Chela goes to mizbeach, so the dam is being matter something. The zerikas dam is matter. Let's say the chela to mizbeach or the buser to the kanim or the person, the bailam to eat, and therefore you do zerika as long as you have either buser or chela. If the chayv came tamei and the bus was kayim zayrik as adam, you could still do zrika. Nitma bus v'chayv kayim. However, if the bus became tamei and the chayv was kayim, and zayrik as adam, if all the bus became tamei, then you wouldn't be do zrika. So there is a chumra by the buser of by the tumas buser of Karban Pesach over all the kabanas, and that's what we were referring to. But Maya kipta b'tumas buser. One second before you go further, just a couple of key point. We're saying that if the Karban Pesach became Tamei B'miktas, the Marta said, how so? Chad Eivor. We're talking about Tumas Basar of the Karban Pesach. If Chad Eivor became Tamei, we're saying you wouldn't dismiss the rest of it, you just dismiss that Eivor, the rest would be fine. The halacha is a Karban Pesach is roasted whole. A Karban Pesach is roasted intact, complete. If a Karban Pesach is roasted intact and complete, if one Eivor becomes Tamei, you know what happens? The whole thing becomes Tamei. When something's attached and part of it becomes Tamei, whole thing's Tamei. So what does it mean if one Eivor becomes Tamei, you'd salvage the rest? You can't salvage the rest. It's all going to be puzzle. So I think it's the Meiri, I believe it's the Meiri, but one of the Mefarshim speak out that the Karban Pesach was taka roasted, the innards were taken out, and they were placed on top of the head of the animal, like a helmet, and then you stuck a spit through the animal itself, and you roasted this whole baby, the gedi, was roasted as such. So when we talk about chad aver, it's a little bit of a deichik, it doesn't mean one aver of the body. Because anachami, that's all aver of the body attached still, and if one aver is tummy, the whole body's tummy. It means the innards that were taken out and put on top of the head, that's the aver that became tummy. If that became tummy, you just dismiss it, get rid of it, and you would still roast the rest, and the rest would be salvageable. That's what they mean by aver. And achami, if an aver actually became tummy, the whole thing would be tummy. It wouldn't make sense. You wouldn't have just one aver being tummy. That is how some of the farshim learn. The Ragach of a guy has a beautiful chap. He says no, that the dinim of being attached the gabi tuma are different than dinim of being attached the gabi karban pesach. Karban pesach has to be intact, has to be attached, even if it's attached by a hair's breadth, even if there's a little bit of skin that's holding it together, but for the most part, it's severed. The gabi roasting the karban pesach whole on the stick, that's good enough. The gabi tuma, once it's full intent and purpose, it's detached, it's being held together by hair breadth, could be tuma, would not transfer from one side to the other, and therefore, that could be the case over here, where chad aver, real aver, became tame, and still, it won't be the time of the whole thing, because it wasn't fully attached. Okay, says the Gemara. Back in this brisa. B'mai, Taisus, by the way, one other point, we're saying a tummy could send karbanas. A tummy, no problem, send you karban. A tummy could send the karban, except for karban pesach, where a tummy can't send someone to bring karban pesach on his behalf because he's tummy. But otherwise, a person whose tummy could send his chatas, his eilish lamim. Taisus just bothered, what happened to the din of smicha? How could a tummy perform smicha? If he's tummy, yeah, he's sending a shliach, but he's got to be the one to smicha, and he can't come into the azara, he can't even stick his hands in. How can you smicha? That's a big conversation with Taisus, how we take care of the issue of smicha. You can't do smicha from far away. The payment is not a kapatum, it's not a problem. Live payment is not a kapatum, but you can't just smicha far away and then send the animal. You need take it for smicha shchita. You need the smicha to be near the shchita. It can't be far in distance. How do we count for the smicha? That is a discussion in Taisus. Okay. Says where Maya came to B'tumas Basar. You're telling me now we're talking about Tumas Basar in the Braisa. We send the Sefer another chilek that we should compare that which is has no heter mechalei from that which. From that which has no heter mechalei, from another case which has no heter, we should compare the cases that don't have heter, and which is namely pigel doesn't have heter, arelus doesn't have heter, as opposed to tuma that has heter. Now, what's the case of tuma? Vatachich tuma. The response after us, vatachich tuma. Sherei hot mechalei. Tuma has heter. Where's the case of tuma that has heter? B'mai. What's the case? Ilay metapam beis b'tumas baser. Tumas baser. Hey chotra. We don't find tuma chubetiba by the baser. We find tuma chubetiba by being performing a carbon b'tuma, but when the buzzer itself is tummy to eat buzzer kachem of tuma chibitzibur el pshid b'tumas gavri. Aren't we talking about the tuma of the gavri of the person? Hey chutz mekal b'tzibur. The classic case is tzibur when the person's tummy, the person could perform the carbon b'tuma. When all of kaisel's tummy, we have tuma chibitzibur. Says Gemara. So back to the question again. Reish b'tumas buzzer save b'tumas gavri. Again, the reish is talking about tuma of the meat. The meat itself becoming tame of kachim. And the safe is talking about where the gavra is tame. Answer number one is again the same. And yes, shame to kaparach. We don't mind asking from Tumas Basar and being Rias from Tumas Gavra, because all talking about the same Tumah, and we cast Kashas across the concept of Tumah. That's answer number one. Answer number two, if you base Ema, Kula B'Tumas Basar. We're talking about Tumas Basar in the safe as well. You ask me, where's Hutta B'Chol? Where do you find the Heter by Tumas Basar? There's one case where you do. You know where? Karban Pesach, actually. Ironically enough, our Sugya. When Gans Kaiso is Tumah and they eat the Karban Pesach, they're going to be eating Karban Pesach B'Tumah. The Basar is going to become Tumah as well, and still it's okay. Says Gemara. B'tumas Pesach. We're talking about Veicha Hutra B'tumas Pesach. It's on Pesach about B'tumah. A Pesach that comes B'tumah. Necha B'tumah. Could be eaten B'tumah. Shtoi Bam B'tchila Asai El Achila. Because the whole point of Pesach is to be brought for the Achila. It's not just to be brought for the Ritzi, for the carbon, to be kosher. It's for the Achila purposes. And once he's allowed to be B'tumah, obviously it could be eaten B'tumah. So in Achami, we have a case of Hutra Mechalai. We have a case of Tumas Hegdish, of Basar being Tameh, yet finding a scenario of Heter, namely by carbon Pesach. Masav Rav Huna Bei Davishua. This goes back on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Hayel, when the Chumra, Rav Chisda says that we say Hayel in a scenario of Chumra. Mazar Funa Beit Yeshua, HaPesach Shavashas, HaPesach which the first year passed, who shechted Bezmanai Lishmai, and he shechted it Bezmanai Lishmai. Meaning, the Karban Pesach that you designated was already over a year. It was over a year old. It's no longer kosher to be Karban Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, which is Bezmanai, on the 14th of Nisan, you shechted it L'shem Pesach. That's a problem. Because Karban Pesach that's too old, really we spoke about this the other day, is like Karban Pesach after Pesach should be brought as a Shlamim. If you shechted Bezmanai Lishma, that's going to be possible. V'chein ha-sheichet, acherim l'shem Pesach b'zmanei, Rabbi Elazar Paisel. Again, in both these cases, one who shechts other karbanos l'shem Pesach, again, on Erev Pesach, those are both possible. That's quoted by Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Rabbi Yeshua says they're kosher. Now let's make a diak. Time of b'zmanei, the reason why Rabbi Elazar is saying it's possible is because it's b'zmanei. Hashle b'zmanei, if it wouldn't be on Erev Pesach, it would be kosher. V'amai, neima, hoyel, u'b'zmanei, paisel, so b'zmanei, paisel. When we apply the concept of hoyel, according to Chizda, that we say hoyel, Hail that you could have gotten a mila, therefore you're in the parsha. Hail if this is Erev Pesach, therefore it's still in the parsha, and therefore it should be pasul. Amar Papa, what do you mean? Shad Hasan Akra, Vamatim Zevach Pesachu. It says in the pasuk, Vamatim Zevach Pesachu, Huba Vesi. It says, Huba Vesi, it is, Mizmashba, it remains in that condition. Lay Hu, L'shem Acherim, V'lechem L'shmai. You can't do a Karm Pesach L'shem something else, or something else L'shem a Karm Pesach. However, when do we say this? Bezmanei shu pasul shemachirim. That's what Achem is pasul nishmai. Shle bezmanei shu kasha shemachirim. Achem kshem nishmai. That dafka bezmanei, we're, just maybe I'm going to clarify that line before. When we said Tami Shep Bezmanei, Hashlev Bezmanei Kasher means another carbon Shechta L'Shem Pesach is only possible on Erev Pesach. Another carbon Shechta L'Shem Pesach the rest of the year is not going to be possible. The question is, why not? Why don't you say Hoyel? Hoyel that on the Zman of Erev Pesach, another carbon Shechta L'Shem Pesach is possible. Throughout the year, another carbon Pesach Karban Shechta L'Shem Pesach is going to be puzzle. And that was saying, no, V'amad Zev Pesach Hu, Tafka, when it's in the Zman of Pesach, are we going to say something Shechta L'Shem Pesach is puzzle, not throughout the rest of the year? Says Gemara, Shleb Zmanei, Shu Kasher Shem Cherem, when it's not the Zman of Pesach, where the Pesach itself is Kasher, L'Shel L'Shma, Fakir, Adrabi, he's supposed to Tafka do L'Shel L'Shma, a Pesach not on Erev Pesach. So Acherim also, Kshel L'Shel L'Shma, Acherim the rest of the year, Shel L'Shma, Achem, the rest of the year, L'Shem Pesach, will also be kosher. Rav Samai asked the commander, Rav Yechon, a little bit of the story. Rav Samai, the story will circle back to our sugya. Rav Samai came in front of Yechon. Amay Nisi Mar Sef Yuchsin. Mar should teach me Sef Yuchsin. Mar should explain Sef Yuchsin is a collection of memories of Tanayim relating to Divrei Hayamim. Relating to Divrei Hayamim. Okay. Amar Lei Meichanat. So Rav Yechon said to Rav Samai, where are you from? Amar Lei Melud, I'm from Lud. Veichan Mesuvach, and where do you live? Ben Adai Nadai. Amar Lei, so Rav Yechon said to him, Ein Adayim Leiludim Leiludim. We don't teach the Sefer Yuchsin, not to people of Lud, and not to people of Nadayim. Fekoshkin Da'at Melud, and Meisvach Menadai. And certainly you, where you're from Lud initially, and you dwell in Adai, you have both chesrainus. We're not going to teach it to you. Kaf, there's a discussion. What was unique about these places? Pashas was just it was really a deflection tactic. He's trying to deflect. He's trying to avoid teaching it. Kaf Yivaretze, Lemaisav Samai pressured him, and he ultimately agreed to teach it. Amalei Nisim Shesh Yarchi, Rav Samai said to him, let's learn it for the next 3 months. Shakal Kala Pasuk Bei, so Rav Yechon took a clump of earth and he threw it at him. Amalei, Uma Beruya, the daughter of Rav Meir, Brati Rav Chananya Ben Tradyan. Beruya, the daughter of Chananya Ben Tradyan, the wife of Rav Meir. That Hanya class mayor Shmaitam Yema, who learned 300 dinim in a day, the class mayor Ravase from 300 different rabbanim, she learned 300 dinim from 300 rabbanim. Someone said she had to go to 300 different rabbanim because we know teaching Torah to an Aisha could be called tiflis. So she learned, she was able to get each one to teach her one din. One din is not, they didn't think was like teaching, was not considered mom, she's teaching Torah, the shame Torah. So she had to go to 300 different rabbanim to get 300 dinim. And still, even though she learned that vast amount in a day, Afilachi Layatzal Yidechavas Betlas Shnin, she didn't fulfill her Kiev. What does that mean? She wasn't able to successfully learn this Sefer Yuchzin in within 3 years. And you wanted to do it in 3 months? So somebody's comparing the Madrega of Bruria was so high in learning, and she couldn't do it in 3 years. You think you'd be able to do it in 3 months? Kishak of Azel, when her Shabbat was leaving, Amar Lei, he said to Bechanan, Rebbe, my bein l'shmai v'shle l'shmai. What's the chilek between l'shmai v'shle l'shmai? L'eichlov v'shle l'eichlov. What's the difference? This is why this comes up in Rasugya. He didn't get his Sefer Yuchzin, but his teachings, but he asked him a shayla relevant to Rasugya. When the person, Shech Tzekar Besach, has a mind l'shma, Shem Pesach, and Shle L'shma. L'shem Tzema the carbon, we said in the Mishnah a couple days ago, that's puzzle. We said in yesterday's Mishnah, we have a mind Eichlim, and Shlei Leichlim, those who are not eaters, that's kosher. If you have in mind only non-eaters, it's pasul. But a mixture of eaters and non-eaters, that is going to be kosher. Why by a mixture of eaters and non-eaters is it okay? And a mixture of Lishma and Shlei Leichlim, is it going to be pasul? So, what's the chilek? So, Amar Lei, Halvatsur Rabbanat, since you're talking a young scholar, Tav Emelech, I'll teach you the answer to this question. Meaning, Sefer Yuchzin is not necessarily such pasha, is not regular pilpul tira, is not regular lumdus dinim that that's not something that he felt compelled to teach him. But dinim and lumdus, the difference between a combination of lishma and lelishma versus a combination of leichlov she leichlov, that's a lumdus question, and that he said that he felt compelled to teach him. He gave him the following chalukim, four chalukim. Again, for a reminder, we had four chalukim between Shina Bailam and Shina Kaidish in yesterday's daf. Now I'm going to have four chalukim between Lishma and Lishma versus Eichlam and Lishma. And again, like in yesterday's daf, some of them are not going to stick. Let's see. Lishma and Lishma psule gufay. Lishma and Lishma are psul guf. Eichlam and Lishma is aim psul gufay. Those are psul out of the carbon. That's psul about the eater. It's not psul in the carbon itself. Next, as an psul gufay. Lishma and Lishma, EF shlevar isurei. By case where one has a mind Lishma and Lishma, it's impossible to be mevar the portion of Isser, Lechov Shalechov, Efshtavar Sui, it's possible to be Mavar the portion of Isser. Meaning, you can't point to a particular part of the carbon and say, here's the part that's Lishma, here's the part that wasn't Lishma. But, by the case of the carbon, by the meat, theoretically, if you set aside different parts of the animal for different portions, for different people, you could set aside, here's the portion that was Leichlov, here's the portion that was not Leichlov. And because you can separate what was for Eichlov, what was not Eichlov, that's more reason to be Machsher, as opposed to the case of Lishma, Lishma, it's all mixed together, mumbo jumbo, and you can't set aside any part of it. That's Svar number two. Three, Leichlov, Lishmay 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 Yeshne Barba Vaidas. Again, someone's wrote another day. Lishmay 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 applies to all four Vaidas. Lechashal Echlov is only Ainab Barba Vaidas. Is more specifically doesn't apply to all four Vaidas. Is more specifically by Shchita. Again, yesterday in that discussion, it's by Shchita. And lastly, Lishmay 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 Yeshne Betzibur V'Kiv Yachin. Again, this word that we had before. Lishmay 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 is a psul that applies both Betzibur and Yachid, whereas Eichlov Shel Eichlov in a Betzibur Kiv Yachid doesn't apply by Betzibur, only applies by Yachid. Rav Ashi Amar, psul gufay v'yef shelavar isurei, the psul gufay v'yef shelavar isurei, chad milsi. So he's not really deflecting any of them, he's just saying two of those are really one and the same. The first two, that's psul the guf, and the fact that you can isolate which is the part for the proper Eichlov, and which is not for the Eichlov, those are one and the same svara, chadamilsa, meaning the matam amar psul gufay, mishud df shalavar isurei. The reason why lay lishma is a psul in the guf of the carbon, what makes a psul in the guf of the carbon more than having in mind who you can eat it for? They're both intents of what it's being shechted as, intent is who you're eating it for. Those are both machshavas. Why is one called psul guf, why not? The answer is because the intent, because by the eichlev and leichlev, you can isolate which part of the carbon belongs to whom, and therefore that's considered opposite. By Lishma and Lishma, you cannot isolate where the psil is, therefore it spreads across the whole carbon. That's what makes a psil guf. Whereas by Eichel Eilechav, you could isolate what belongs to him, therefore it doesn't become like a psil in the carbon itself, and therefore it's not a psil guf. So these two svaras are totally zeh b'zeh. They're not two separate svaras. Amar Rami Bar Yehuda Amar Rav. Yom Shnigas b'Sev Yosef, from the day the Sev Yosef was hidden, it was forgotten. Tashkarech Shachamim, the strength of Chachamim became weak, and the eyesight was dimmed. Amalei Mezucha. Mezucha goes in to explain what the law says. From between the first member of the word Atzel in Divrei Yamim and the last member of the word Atzel, we had 400 camel loads worth of drushas and Torah on it, and we lost that when we lost the proper pirush in Sefer Yochzen. We'll pause over here and pick it up, Mitzchem, after.